It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing this morning?
We're good, Rocco. Thank you for asking.
Well, that is good to hear, Dave. Always good to know that you are in good spirits. The hardest working man in news journalism. Don't let anybody tell you differently, folks. So wanted to start today with actually a bit of a more serious story. Happened earlier in the week, but still something I wanted to talk about here with you, Dave. A social media threat, or a threat made against the Elyria schools. Earlier this week, there were charges filed there, and I know the Lorain schools were also involved in kind of a separate incident. So what were the details here?
So news came out on Sunday night of a post on the social media site, Snapchat, on the app, where you can send photos that then disappear after, I think now it's 30 seconds, or you can set the time, but the posts disappear after you post them a little bit. And there was a Snapchat post that read basically that there has been a rumor that Westwood Middle School in Elyria would be getting shot up, quote, shot up, on Monday, December 6th. Stay safe, and will be posted. Spread the word. I've cut that down a little bit for context.
Sure,
and
sure.
The post was reported by a student who said it was made with a fake account pretending to be him. An investigation was done by the Lorain County Sheriff's Office. That led to another student who police said admitted sending that Snapchat snap. And that student's parents said there were no weapons in their home. That student was a juvenile, was charged with making terroristic threats. Which is normally, if they were an adult, that would be a felony, and also inducing panic, which is a misdemeanor, as well as aggravated menacing. They were taken to the Lorain County Juvenile Detention Home. Many of the schools in the area were warned about this potential threat. Fortunately, nothing improper, nothing bad, nothing violent. Nobody was hurt on Monday, but the police and school officials were on call, on watch, on edge, just in case anything did happen. There was another similar incident in the Lorain schools also on Sunday, where there might have been a threat posted on Instagram. Lorain police investigated, and spokesman Sergeant Jake Morris said there was an apparent misinterpretation of a conversation that happened, not necessarily a threat, but that matter is still under investigation. Again, no weapons found. Nobody got hurt, and there was no threat to the schools at present time. So, two scary situations, especially with some of the recent news from around the country. Unfortunately, a fatal shooting up in a school in Michigan, real recently, that has been in the news, and schools being aware, and a lot of robocalls going out there. Word spreads real fast about these kinds of things, and. We managed to get this straight story from the police department.
Well, thank you for the insight with those two incidents there, Dave. And boy, it really does seem scary to be a parent anymore. Not to alarm anyone necessarily. Again, nobody was hurt in either incident here, but still, like you mentioned, with other things going on around the country, I should say. Oh, just not good. Not good there. So, Dave, the other story I wanted to talk about here with you this morning was actually one that you had written up in Tuesday's Chronicle-Telegram. There was a shooting by Elyria Police Sergeant back in August, and County Prosecutor J.D. Tomlinson seems to have made a decision on how exactly this would shake out with that police sergeant. What happened here?
So this was an incident that happened very late on August 2nd down on East Avenue, and, pretty heavily traveled area, and originally was called in as an assault, a disturbance in the 900 block of East Avenue. Elyria police showed up, checked the area. The named suspect at that time was not present, had left the area, came back later, may have caused another disturbance. Police showed back up, started looking for this person again. And while they were looking, they ran across 37-year-old Darnell Delaney. In the area, and thought that he, appeared to look like the possible suspect in this assault. Made an attempt to stop him, and when they did, police said that he refused to stop. Pulled a gun, told the police that they would have to kill him, and then ran away. And one of the officers, Officer Joseph Figueroa, took cover when the gun was pulled, and Sergeant Benjamin Harris also was on the scene. And Harris, when Delaney pointed a gun at Figueroa, was able to shoot Delaney twice, hitting him in the leg and in the back. And then Delaney was taken into custody, taken to the hospital, treated, eventually went through surgery. But very recently, just actually on Monday, Prosecutor J.D. Tomlinson, after reviewing an investigation by the Lorain County Sheriff's Office, let Elyria Police Chief William Pelko know that he was not planning to file any charges and basically Sergeant Harris's shooting of Mr. Delaney was justified because Sergeant Harris was protecting his fellow officer when his fellow officer had a gun pointed at him. So this is a situation where somebody unfortunately was shot, fortunately is still alive. And we're glad that nobody else was hurt, and the officer acted accordingly. Basically the quote from Tomlinson in his letter to Chief Pelko was, "A police officer is permitted to use reasonable force, including deadly force, in order to protect himself or another person from death or serious physical harm. Therefore, the issue for determination here is whether earlier Police Sergeant Benjamin Harris used unreasonable or excessive force against Darnell Delaney in preventing Delaney from shooting Patrolman Joseph Figueroa. I find that he did not."
All right. Well, there we kind of have the conclusion, I guess you could say, to that. And I know that was a story that a lot of people were certainly following along with. So thank you for the details on that one, Dave. Again, Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram is our guest here on the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Speaking of the CT, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, we have a murder trial currently going on in Lorain County Common Police Court, and I've been following that. We had opening statements on Tuesday morning, and then further testimony throughout the day Tuesday. And we're also working on some recent, maybe the Not Forgotten box that's come back up again.
So yeah,
some stories coming up there where we're still collecting toys. And other goodies for children in need in the area, and that's a really some positive stuff that's happening around here. And also as folks they say, remember Pearl Harbor, and for sure on Tuesday there were a number of remembrances for the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. We'll have some coverage on that in this morning's Chronicle Telegram.
Love what you guys do with that Not Forgotten box. I was just over at the Chronicle on Tuesday to record in the paint, on the video side of things, brought to you by our friends at First Federal Savings of Lorain. And it's just so cool seeing the little setup in the holiday-themed Chronicle Telegram insides that are over there right now. So pretty cool stuff there, Dave. All right, we can wrap things up as we do each and every week, and it's my favorite part. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, I'm gonna bring you this this gem from the folks over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Dateline Cleveland, a disturbance in 10,000s of Massey when a lineman was trying to repair a downed wire in a backyard. Another man climbed up in a tree in an attempt to steal that power.
What? No, come on. Oh my goodness, the friends over there at NEO Scan never seem to let us down. Oh my goodness gracious. Crazy world we live in. Dave, thank you very much for your time here this morning, man. I'm always appreciative. Have a great rest of the week, and look forward to catching up some more next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. Talk to you later.